Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's Monday, October 6, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Facebook is back in the news again, and now they want your help. Facebook is reportedly working on its own health app, but don't expect them to follow the Apple way, shall we say, with Apple's new health kit. The Facebook health app is all about community. Now, this thing isn't out yet. It's still very much in development. But Facebook has reportedly taken a cue from the way the people are already using the network to discuss health problems. According to an article in Reuters, there's also detailed talks between Facebook and some medical experts to build apps around preventive care. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking privacy, right? Facebook, privacy, health. Well, Facebook is saying it's promising not to sell users' data to advertisers. Oh, promises, promises. We've heard so many promises from Facebook, haven't we? Ever checked into your hotel and sit there and said, okay, no way I'm going to give you guys that much for your hotspot Wi-Fi here. I got my hotspot. I got my personal hotspot, so take that. And then you find out you can't use it? Well, little payback now. Marriott's got to pay $600,000 for blocking personal Wi-Fi hotspots. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission looked into allegations that employees, particularly at the Opryland Hotel that's in Nashville, Tennessee, used signal-blocking features of Wi-Fi monitoring systems to prevent customers from connecting to the internet through their own personal Wi-Fi hotspots. And get this, the hotel charged customers $250 to $1,000 per device to connect to Marriott's Wi-Fi network. Oh my goodness. Now, just because they've been caught doesn't mean that they're not doing this at other Marriott hotels, so it definitely makes me take into question the next time I want to stay at Marriott, I'll probably say, marry not. Listen up, Mac users. Hackers are back and they're pissed off at you. Yep, sorry, bad news, Mac users. You are at risk for malware that will connect your computer to a botnet. If you're over at Reddit. That's right, hackers are using it to connect 17,000 Macs to a botnet. Hackers have developed a backdoor entry called Mac Backdoor iWorm. Ew, that sounds uncomfortable. That gains access to Macs and uses Reddit to connect to the hacked computer with a community server. What's in it for them? Well, it gives them the option of using the infected computers for a variety of bad deeds, of course. There's never anything good, is there? Like attacking a website by a DDoS attack or spamming the hell out of people. So what can you do to avoid getting infected? Just keep your software updated. Of course, that's always a smart thing to do anyway. Apple's yet to comment on this, of course. You know, remember the days when we didn't have to worry about viruses and malware on a Mac? It's gone. It's all gone. Hey, and speaking of hackers, J.P. Morgan recently revealed that during the massive July cyber attack that hit the firm, hackers gained information on more than 76 million households and 7 million businesses. Now, according to the bank, however, the bank said the account numbers, passwords, social security numbers, and birth dates didn't appear to be compromised. Only names, email addresses, phone numbers, and that kind of stuff were the only things that were attacked. I don't really believe you, J.P. Morgan. If I'm a hacker, yeah, I think it... Nah, I just want your email address. What would I need your social security number for? That's stupid. Firefox fans and users. I know we don't really discuss a whole lot of things about Firefox all the time, but they finally have decided to officially launch a 64-bit version of its browser. It's about freaking time. Mozilla's finally come to the conclusion that a non-86 version of its popular browser, it's a good way to go. Yeah, it is a good way to go. Now, it isn't available yet. Of course it isn't. No, we just got to announce it first. According to what we're hearing from Mozilla, March of next year. So they're not in any hurry to get 64 bits coming your way, are they? Are you a fan of Redbox, Verizon customers out there? Well, say sayonara. Verizon will axe its Netflix competitor. I don't think it ever really was much of a competitor, but that's what they're saying. On Tuesday, October 7th. That's tomorrow. And it's only been a year and a half after the company first launched the video streaming service in the U.S. Redbox said on their website, information on refunds will be emailed to current customers and posted on October 10th. In the meantime, you can continue to stream movies and use your Redbox kiosk cards until Tuesday, October 7th at 11:59 p.m. Now, wouldn't that suck? You're right in the middle of a movie and it just shuts off. They apologize for any inconvenience and we thank the opportunity to entertain you. When they're saying you, they're actually meaning, I think, like two people or something. And while we're on the subject of streaming videos and downloading videos, great news for our listeners in the UK. BBC iPlayer has moved beyond its 7-day catch-up window and now lets you watch and listen up to 30 days. Now, mind you, this announcement to do this was done over a year ago. I think everybody forgot about it. And they never gave a concrete date of when it was going to take place. Now, granted, there were quite a few shows that were already available via iPlayer for more than 7 days, but the majority, the really good ones, were limited to a week-long window. Now, the British broadcaster will also be shifting the viewing and listening window for both iPlayer and its radio-focused cousin, iPlayer Radio, to a full month now, which is great. From today and now on, viewers and listeners can place more than 7 million TV and radio program requests each day across the country. I think it's really encouraging, actually. I think they're saying, get your binge watching on, people. Oh, yeah. And finally, now usually we have something a little bit more of a weird tech news or something that's a little bit funny, but today we're not going to do that. Today we're going to remember Steve Jobs. He passed away 3 years ago. Actually, it was yesterday. He passed away 3 years ago at the age of 56. And I thought maybe it would just be fitting just to pay, you know, a little bit of a tribute to him. Just, you know, to say, thank you, Steve. We couldn't do this show without Steve. We really couldn't. Because everything that we produce this show on is just from an iPad to a Mac. So, and even an iPhone. When I gather stories and stuff, I use the iPhone. So, we miss you, Steve. I really wish you were here. I can think of one person that probably misses Steve more than all of us. And that's Tim Cook. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com, and find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can also follow me on Twitter if you're really bored as well, at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, as usual, to get you caught up on the best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a good Monday, and thank you very much for listening.